USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States marked Memorial Day with somber ceremonies and in many places reopened beaches as the number of coronavirus deaths topped 97,000. President Donald Trump, who participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, is also looking ahead to the Republican National Convention. Trump threatened on Twitter to move the event from Charlotte, North Carolina, if there's a chance the venue might not be filled there later this summer due to virus-related restrictions. Countries where coronavirus infections are declining could still face an immediate second peak if they let up too soon on measures to halt the outbreak, according to the World Health Organization. The world is still in the middle of the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak. WHO Emergencies head Mike Ryan said that cases are declining in many countries, but still increasing in Central and South America, South Asia, and Africa. Ryan said epidemics also come in waves, which means outbreaks could come back later in the year in places where the first wave is subsided. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Puerto Rico continues to fight for U.S. statehood, and Wendy King has the details.
Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez announced she's holding a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether Puerto Rico should become a U.S. state. The move would require approval from Congress, the island's independent supporters, and members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party supports the status quo. It's a gamble that the governor's pro-statehood party are confident will pay off, that Puerto Rico has struggled to obtain federal funding for Hurricanes Ima and Maria and the coronavirus pandemic. There are now growing complaints that the island doesn't receive fair and equal treatment. Puerto Ricans are still U.S. citizens but can't vote in the presidential elections. And while the island is exempt from U.S. federal income tax, it still pays Social Security and Medicare and local taxes and receives much less federal funding than U.S. states. Statehood would award Puerto Rico 2 senators and 5 representatives, but it's unlikely a Republican-controlled Congress would acknowledge the referendum because Puerto Rico tends to favor Democrats.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.